Join us for season 3 of our Cavan Heritage podcast series, Where We Belong, exploring all things Cavan Heritage has to offer.
Unbelievable what women went through in those days.
The Irish Countrywomen's Association has been bringing women together for generations.
I'm 57 years in ICA. Oh, yeah. And do you think that when I started that I'd be sitting here in front of this? No way. Absolutely. I wouldn't open my mouth at a meeting.
You could go in your pyjamas and nobody'd say,
I look at home.
You're not dressed. And there's a great camaraderie among the women.
What's special to you about the frolics?
Well, I was always a clown and it made me a bigger one, I think.
The frolics and Bally James stuff has been bringing showbiz and joy to Cavan people for over 70 years.
But there's something for everybody in it, you know.
Yes.
It's just a wonder to watch them every night. They're gaining off the confidence and they're doing it without even thinking.
Yeah.
And that's the highlight of the show for me.
The recently retired Barney Cully reflects on a life in the bread baking business.
I walked into a shop and I was talking to a lad. He was home from America and he was looking at soda bread. And it wasn't ours he was looking at anyway at the time. And he says, gee, I guess I should be looking at your stuff. And this woman from the town turned around with two sliced pans and she said, it's the only bread that's worth buying. And that means... But it meant so much to me to hear that woman saying that, you know?
Yeah.
Somebody discovered this in turf.
Sheila Courtney from the Virginia Historical Society has been instrumental in ensuring the Virginia brooch is maintained for future generations.
We believe it dates back to the 800s or thereabouts. It resembles the Tara brooch.
It's almost like as if you were lifting history off the pages.
Yes.
And making it hands-on.
Yes.
I think Virginia is full of history.
It is full of it, absolutely. I mean, I love every bit of the history of Virginia. Love it, absolutely.
Brothers Paddy and Eugene O'Reilly from the Cavan Gaels reflect on a life steeped in the GAA.
You tell us a little bit of why you think JJ was so special.
Well, especially because he was a great clubman, for example. It wasn't only in his club, very few people are liked by everybody. I never heard of anybody who disliked for JJ.
JJ would write back to me, and one thing I remember about his letters are they were in English, in Irish, and a little bit of Latin.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You know, the GAA, in a way, can be seen as a
family. Owe a lot to the GAA.
Yeah.
You know, we gave a lot, but yes, we owe a lot to it too, because they were always looking out for us. As I said, we were always allowed in, and I always felt that we should be given something back.
Yes.
And I think we did that.
Well, I think you certainly did.
It's not all about winning either.
No.
You know, it's not the amount of All-Irelands you win. We're a small county, but I know we're a proud county.
Come, spend some time with Cavan and its people.